Welcome to Better Beware. Here's your consumer watchdog from WFHB Community Radio with the latest information and helpful hints designed to keep your head out of the clouds, your feet on the ground, and your money in your pocket.
Last time, we started listing the top 10 bottom feeders, today's most dangerous scams. This time, here are the top 5 swindles you need to be aware of, or of which you need to be aware if you're an English teacher. Number 5. Phony text messages. They look like they came from your bank or some legitimate source and want you to confirm information or reactivate something. Medicare users get, "Action needed! We have been unable to reach you!" The text gives you a number to call or a link to tap that will fix everything just fine. So it will, for the crooks. I just tap delete and report junk. But if you think it might be real, call the company on their publicly listed number. Never use a number or a link in a text. Number 4 is fake government officials. Even if you think the real ones are fake, don't be fooled. An email, letter, or phone call from the IRS or the FBI or any official which wants you to send money by Western Union or PayPal or any method that's instant and unrecoverable is always a fake, and so is anything involving another country. Number 3 is debt collection complaints. Harassment is illegal. Repeated calls and threats are not allowed by law. This can involve credit or debit card fees, payday loans, credit repair companies, and any kind of debt. Even if you do owe money, you don't have to put up with this. Learn more from and complain to the Better Business Bureau or the Federal Trade Commission. At number 2, we have all the various phone scams. There's the "Your license has expired" call, and many others, even calls about signing up on a do not call list. I get about 5 or 6 calls every day that seem to come from some place where I don't know anyone. The only defense is one you should already know. Never answer a call if you don't recognize the caller ID. Let it go to voicemail. If there's no message, delete and block the number. And the number 1 top scam today is identity theft by phishing, spelled with a PH, a message that appears to come from a real company wanting you to update your information or saying your account has been limited or suspended. And now there's a new term, farming, also spelled with a PH. That's when you go to a website and it's a fake, even if it looks real. That can happen if your computer is infected or if your internet provider has been hacked. You really do need a good antivirus program on all your internet devices these days, and you should always check the address of any website. Look for anything weird and for the HTTPS address. Hundreds of people and agencies are trying to keep you safe, but millions of scammers are trying to rip you off. You have to protect yourself. I'm Richard Fish for WFHB News and Public Affairs.
Better Beware comes to you from WFHB Bloomington, Indiana. Find all our episodes at wfhb.org. If you can help put the kibosh on a con, email beware@wfhb.org. Remember, swindlers never give a sucker an even break.